Well, if I don't know about you, but I'm a little tired of being treated like a mushroom by my government. You know, kept in the dark and fed fertilizer. President Obama is hailing the end of the Iraq War as though the enemy had signed the terms of surrender on the deck of the USS Missouri. Total hogwash. This is the same war Obama referred to as dumb 9 years ago. But now it's all hail to the chief, marching bands, and rah, rah, rah. Look what we did. Well, what we did was invade a country that had done nothing to us, killed hundreds of thousands of their people, as well as thousands of our own, bankrupted our treasury in the process, all in the search for weapons of mass destruction that a cynic might suggest we knew all along didn't exist in the first place. The Iraqi government told us a few months ago to get the hell out of their country. That's why we're leaving. We're being kicked out. Nothing noble about that. Before we were told to take a hike, though, we built the largest embassy in the world, along with more than 500 military bases at the height of the war, all at taxpayers' expense. We had every intention of staying, occupying, no intention of going anywhere. See, there's all that oil over there. As it is, we will leave behind some 17,000 people at that embassy compound. Yes, some of them will be members of the State Department, Diplomatic Corps, but they'll also be contractors and intel folks who can keep an eye on things. You know, just in case those weapons of mass destruction turn up. Or in case Iran tries to fill the power vacuum, which it will. What garbage. And the government has the gall to paint this as some sort of military triumph. This isn't the end of anything. This is the beginning of yet another long-term occupation, not unlike Japan and Korea and Germany. Here's the question then, why, after all of these years, can't our government bring itself to tell us the truth about Iraq? Go to CNN.com/CaffertyFile, post a comment on my blog, or go to our post on the Situation Room's Facebook page. Disgraceful.